Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. What you doing this weekend? I'm thinking it might be a good time to stream a movie. The Oscars are Sunday night, and two Best Picture nominees are set right here in Greater Boston. Now, we already introduced you to director Alexander Payne's The Holdovers. So today, we're going to talk about another nominee that you could watch this weekend, American Fiction, directed by Cord Jefferson and starring Jeffrey Wright, who both have nominations, by the way. Joining us, film critic and creator of the Substack newsletter Tiber's Watchlist, Ty Burr, of course, and Olivia Grant, arts and culture writer at the Bay State Banner. Ty, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Let me just say that thank you one more time.
Thank you very much.
There's that mic. And Olivia Grant, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
All right. So it is a movie about a writer, Thelonious Monk Ellison, played by Jeffrey Wright, who is frustrated with the marketplace for his literature versus literature that he thinks is more exploitive of the Black community. And from there, he spoofs the industry and makes a lot of money because they don't know he's spoofing them. So I'm going to give you a little bit of sound to start. This is Jeffrey Wright as Monk getting a call from his agent with news about sales on a book he had written. John Ortiz plays Monk's agent author. And here is what we got.
The system was never designed to see this many people in it at one time.
Nope, I think that is not the sound that I wanted, but we'll come back to it a little bit later. So, Olivia, what did you do? You like this movie, and what do you like about this movie?
I definitely like this movie a lot. And I could understand the frustration of both being a creative, a Black creative, and then having a market determine how you show that creativity, how you show your work. I can understand Monk's frustration, but I can also understand the character played by Issa Rae, Santara Golden's unapologetic success and how she uses her knowledge of the literary market to create her book, Wheeze Lives in the Ghetto.
Yeah. Okay, so we actually have a little bit of sound from that. So this is eventually Monk and Santara Golden, played by Issa Rae, have a bit of a confrontation about her book. And listen, all spoiler alerts, folks, we're going to talk about the movie however we want to here. And that she does not know he has written something similar. So here's that.
You're not fed up with it. You're Black people in poverty, Black people rapping, Black people as slaves, Black people murdered by the police, whole soaring narratives about Black folks in dire circumstances who still manage to maintain their dignity before they die. I mean, I'm not saying these things aren't real, but we're also more than this.
So, Ty Burr, that is a serious moment in a film that careens from funny to ironic to acerbic to serious. What is this film, American Fiction, to you?
One of the things I think that's special about this film is it's got this layer of satire that is absolutely on point, that has never been really full, that's been discussed in various places, but is out there in the marketplace as an idea embodied by great actors. But the other half of the film, and the half that the trailer doesn't show you and that we really haven't talked much about, is about Monk's family. And that story, those stories are exactly the kind of stories that Monk is talking about that don't get into the stories that are marketed as, quote, Black stories. So we learn about his brother, played by Sterling K. Brown, who's Oscar nominated and gives a tremendous performance as a recent divorcee, a divorced man who's out of the closet and completely confused. His sister has a health issue. His mother is played by Leslie Uggams, who's experiencing their early signs of dementia. He is dealing with all of these real problems in a way that is the books that he should be writing, that more people should be writing. And that's the other half of the movie that people really don't talk about. It's so exquisitely well acted and really almost heartbreaking.
So let's pick up on that sound again, Olivia Grant, that I wanted to play earlier, because it also follows on to the point that Ty Burr was just making. So Monk, again, played by Jeffrey Wright, with his agent Arthur, played by John Ortiz, about a book on Persian mythology, that he was trying to shop.
They have a black book. I'm black, and it's my book.
You know what I mean.
You mean they want me to write about
a cop killing some teenager or a single mom in Dorchester raising five kids?
Dorchester is pretty white now.
So what I like about that is not only the Dorchester piece of it, but as Ty Burr says, Boston, Scituate, the places where this film is filmed here, give the lie to all kinds of stories in Hollywood about black families, who they are, where they live, how they live. Mm-hmm. You've got the family home here in the city. You've got the family beach house in Scituate. And that was something you thought a lot about with this film.
Yes, I thought a lot about it because Scituate is known for being the Irish Riviera, right? It is known for its St. Patrick's Day parades, things like that. And I believe that it is roughly 96% white. I did learn recently, right before coming here, that the reason why Scituate was chosen is because a producer is from Scituate and they used his high school art teacher's house for that film. But I believe it's supposed to be representative of Oak Bluffs and Martha's Vineyard, which is known as a enclave for prominent African Americans to summer, vacation, network, and let loose amongst people like them. So that was, that representation was very important to me to see. And when you think of a Boston family, you don't think of a prominent African American family that has a big Victorian house in West Roxbury and a beach house in Oak Bluffs, but we exist.
So Ty Burr, that big Victorian in West Roxbury felt like a point. Right, that a point that the movie was making, and it is actually in West Roxbury. It's owned by a local architect and their spouse. They moved out while the film was being shot there. But it matters, that house does in this film.
Oh, absolutely. As a piece of property that is also history. Because it's where the characters, Sterling K. Brown's character, Jeffrey Wright's character, the sister, all grew up there. And you see pictures of their deceased father there. The movie is rooted in a past that's not heavily, you know, leaned on, but it's just there to let you know that these people and their community have been there and always been there. And I think that's important, just as it's important to see when Jeffrey Wright's character goes to the Brookline Booksmith, a bookstore that I grew up going to, which is in yuppie Brookline and is the great cultural hub of yuppie Brookline.
And he's moving his books. I mean, it's a fantastic scene.
That speaks to me as an author.
Does it?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Olivia, he's moving his books. Talk about it.
Yes. So he's moving his books from the African-American studies section to a non-ethnic section, to the fiction section.
Right.
And the guy who works there is saying, oh, well, this is what happens when you're at a chain bookstore.
Because it's supposed to be one of the big chains.
Exactly.
Right.
And what is striking to me is he wholeheartedly just sees himself as an author. He just, who happens to be black. It's not an African studies book or an African American studies book. He is just an author who is black, who wrote fiction, and wants his book to be with the other fiction writers.
So we're talking with Olivia Grant, who's the arts and culture writer at the Bay State Banner, and Ty Burr, a film critic and creator of the Substack newsletter Ty Burr's Watch List, about a film you could stream this weekend that has much of it set here in, actually almost all of it basically, set here in Boston, called American Fiction. Lots of nominations for it. Ty.
I just wanted to correct you on one point. I'm no longer on Substack. It's tyburrswatchlist.com.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. And we'll correct that for the future. So let me just say that for folks again, tyburrswatchlist.com. So Ty, you know, one of the things that for me was just, I don't know how to explain it then, a joy of watching this movie is watching Jeffrey Wright as Thelonious, nicknamed Monk Ellison, give a performance that is sort of like a 2-hour-long human eye roll, right, of frustration about what he's watching. So I'm going to give a little bit more sound here. So after a drunken night at his mom's house, Monk finishes a manuscript that he calls My Pathology as a joke. It gets a bigger joke joke later when it becomes a different name that we're not going to say here on public radio. His agent eventually sends his work to a major publication in New York, and they love it.
We think it is going to be the read of the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure white people on the Hamptons will delight in it.
Yes, we will.
And it's that, yes, we will. I don't have the actress's name. Maybe our producer can get me the name of the actress that we just heard buying the book there. But it's this irony and complete lack of understanding that there is irony. And his eye roll, it is an incredible performance.
It absolutely is. Well, Jeffrey Wright is a treasure of American stage, TV, and screen. And I think people are really, really happy to see him nominated for this. He's such a subtle actor. He gets the nuances. This is not a broad performance, but it's deeply witty. And I think it's important also that his character is not the absolute hero of this movie. He's got his blind spots and his snobberies. There's a character of a woman who lives, also has a beach house in Scituate, who becomes his girlfriend, played by Erica Alexander, a really warm, smart, witty performance. And she does not cut him any slack. So the satire in this movie extends as well to the hero. It's a very evenly carved piece of satire.
Pick it up there, Olivia.
Yes, and I love the irony, too, in the particular scene where they're discussing the literary awards. And you have the two black authors who are there for diversity clout say that they do not believe that the book, who has the name we shall not mention, should win. And the three white authors are saying, no, this is real. It's raw. It's what we need. We need to listen to black voices. But the two black voices in the room are not being heard.
That's right. I just said, don't do that, right?
Can I raise something? So yes. I first saw this movie at the Toronto Film Festival, an audience largely white, laughing their butts off. This is a movie that skewers absolutely and perfectly a representative white way of thinking, and white audiences are loving it. I have mixed feelings about that. I feel like almost like, well, man, shouldn't it hurt a little bit more? But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
And so just the actress that played the publisher that we played, her name is Miriam Shore. All right, we're a little tight on time, but to all of that, I just can't resist. I'm going to try to find this last piece of sound that I wanted to that point. This is Monk Jeffrey Wright receiving a call and being invited to judge the literary award ceremony, and he is calling that out.
Well, that's sort of related to why I'm calling. Like many American institutions, mine was recently rattled by the notion that our lack of diversity had led to a blind spot in our work. So, you know, we're kind of trying to remedy that.
To that end, I was wondering how you might feel about being a judge in this year's award ceremony.
Let me say first, Carl, that I'm honored you choose me out of all the black writers you could go to out of fear of being called racist. So,
kind of captures so much of the movie in one. So as we go out, Olivia Grant, is it the best movie you saw this year?
One of the best.
All right, Tiber, how about for you?
I feel the same. It's absolutely deserves to have all its nominations, and I don't know if it'll win, but as with so many others, it certainly deserves to.
American Fiction is set in Boston. It's nominated for a bunch of Oscars. You can stream it now. Tiber, film critic and creator of Tiberswatchlist.com, and Olivia Grant, arts and culture writer at the Bay State Banner. Thanks so much to both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.